never was the biggest.
When you give us a call today, the first five callers will get that complimentary portfolio review as well as a complimentary copy of the latest CD from that guy there, Darius Rucker. That's one of the tracks there from his latest album. And recently, Brad Jenkins had a chance to catch up with the man himself. So let's listen in on that conversation.
So that's Homegrown Honey from Grammy Award-winning Darius Rucker on his new album, Southern Style. You know, when I say Southern Style, I almost have to say with a little bit of twang, a little bit of Southern Style. Now, you may remember Darius as the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, so some of you might remember him from there. And now he has transformed himself into one of the top successful country artists that's out there. The song is on the top of the country charts, and Darius, we just can't get it out of our heads. I mean, what a fun song. Can you tell us about it a little bit more?
I got with Charles Kelly, who's in Late Antebellum, and Nathan Chapman, who's their producer, and we decided we're going to write a song, and they had this great idea to write a song about this Southern girl in New York. I was like, yeah, that'd be cool, and it just started coming. They had that guitar hook, and I was just like, man, that's just perfect. So when we started writing it, we just wanted to write a fun pickup song, and you know, that's what we did.
So you have a deep connection with your audience, and when somebody buys your new album, Southern Style, I want to hear from you, what are you most excited about when somebody listens to it for the first time?
I think that record is such a cool record. It's a smart record. That's the one. For me, when I hear that song, I want to hear it again.
So our listeners here are getting an exclusive opportunity on Technically Speaking to hear about your new album and the new songs coming out. And in the song Southern Style, you mentioned Billy Graham, Lil Wayne, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, talk about ultimate extremes. But really, it highlights your depth in music.
Yeah. I'm just name-dropping like crazy in that song. I've got such an eclectic taste in music. Ever since I was a child, I've listened to everything, even though I went through so many years of people telling me you can't listen to this or you can't listen to that, you can't do that. And that was just never something I listened to. And so, you know, still even in country, I think a lot of time those other influences that are outside of country music show up in my music. And I think that's kind of what makes me who I am as a musician.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Grammy Award-winning Darius Rucker about his new album, Southern Style. It's available wherever you purchase music, so definitely grab yourself a copy of his new album. So, Darius, got another question for you. People may not realize that you're not just singing songs at concerts, but you're a father, a husband, a writer, performer. I mean, this is a 24/7 business. How do you balance all of that?
Remember what's important. That's the number one thing for me, is remember what's important, and then you just put everything else where you can. Like, the important thing is being home and being you know, taking the kids to school and picking them up and going to basketball games, and that's the important stuff. You know, the job takes me away from that, but usually when it's taking me away, it's on a weekend or something where I could take my kids with me, I could take the family with me. You know, sometimes I got to fly away and be gone for a week, but I always remember what's important, and what's important for me is being with my family. All the other stuff allows me to be with my family, allows me to live a great life, but, you know, work doesn't come first for me anymore like it used to. Every time something comes up, I think, okay, how is this going to affect my family? You know, is there a basketball game I need to go to? Is there a volleyball game I need to go to? Is there a graduation I need to go to? I just make sure all that stuff's taken care of before I go do anything else.
When did that shift for you?
Oh, God, probably 10 or 12 years ago. You know, we had been married for a few years, but I was still on the road with Hootie all the time. It was always gone. And then it was just one day you wake up and go, man, this has got to stop. When the party ended, that all ended. When it was Hootie, we had so much fun, and it was all about the party when we were out there. And when I decided that wasn't life anymore, then instantly it was just like, man, I got to slow down. I got to do things different.
So since we're talking about family, there's a song on your new album, Southern Style, called So I Sang. It's a very personal song for you, I know, and relatable to everybody, especially the last few verses about your mom.
That song, when I listen to it, I go, mine. That's just, every verse is a moment in my life. Writing that last verse was just therapy for me. Because even though my mom died in 1990, I still think about her all the time. I still can't believe that she's not here to see this success, you know, and that's just unbelievable. But writing songs like that helps me a lot.
Yeah, I know that you've mentioned before, you know, off air, basically your mom has also taught you a lot about helping people and giving back. And I mean, you're just incredibly generous with your time. We see you in these celebrity events sometimes and helping out in different charities and golf tournaments. I mean, you have a huge passion for this.
Oh, that was one of those no-brainer things for me. Ever since I was a kid, that was something my mom just instilled in us, that you should always help people less fortunate if you can. If you have the means to help, you should help. And so that was just always the way I thought. And once we started a band, we do these little things here and there. And then when we made it, we realized, man, we can make a huge impact and raise a lot of money for different things. And for me, it's a no-brainer. I feel bad when I have to say no to people. And I have to say no to a lot, because if I didn't, I would have any time with my family, because I get asked to do something, two or three things every day. And so I feel bad when I have to say no, because everybody's got such a great cause. But I pick and choose what I can do. And then when I do it, though, I do it with my whole heart. I go out there and I give everything I got.
So again, listening to Grammy Award winning Darius Rucker on Technically Speaking, and you know, as we talk about your new album, Southern Style, which is available wherever you buy music, so get out there and grab a copy. So for those of you listening, I'm sure you remember Darius as the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, now a successful country music artist. Has your approach to creating country music changed from the Hootie days?
It's changed a little, but I don't think it's all that much. I mean, Hootie and the Blowfish, I always thought we were about as close to country as you could get without being country. When I came over to Nashville, I didn't feel like I was doing anything that different. I really didn't. I didn't feel like I was reinventing the wheel or anything. I was just taking what we did and putting a different spin on it. And so it was a great run, but musically, it's a little different, but I don't feel like, you know, I've changed that much.
So before we wrap up, I mean, there's no signs of you stopping music or touring anytime soon. And here at Jenkins Wealth, people live the retirement they've always imagined. I'd like you to flash forward 20, 30 years. You're on the 50-yard line of the Gamecocks game, you know, because I know you're a big South Carolina fan. You're a native there. You're on the golf course, or you're just spending time with your family. Share with our listeners, what does retirement look like for you?
All the above. Yeah, that's what I plan to do. You know, I'm not that guy. I don't think I'll be playing into my 60s. I mean, I love to play music, but at some point you got to realize that, you know, the radio's not playing your songs anymore. You know, you're playing to half or a third of the people you played to before. Sometimes if you can afford to, it's time to just call it quits. And I mean, I still want to, you know, my son's only 10. That means I got 8 more years of him being in the house. I mean, I'd love to spend some time with him. My daughter's 13. I got one already left the house, so I'd love to spend some time with her, with them, doing things. So I look at it down the road. It's no time soon. I mean, it's definitely no time soon, but someday I think I could just walk away.
Well, we look forward to lots of great music till that day. You know, Darius Rucker, thank you so much. And we wish you all the best on your new album, Southern Style, which is available again wherever you buy music. I'd recommend run out there. And listeners, pick up a copy of his recent album. It's incredible. Again, thank you, Darius, for being on the show.
Absolutely.